Forced Migration Review, Issue 60, March 2019. Jordan, Education Policy in Transition, by Julie Chinnery. As the education sector in Jordan moves from a humanitarian to a development response, a lack of planning for an appropriate transition risks excluding some groups of learners. In most cases, the best way to transition from a humanitarian to a development response is not immediately clear. Although the education sector has produced guidelines that outline the process for drafting transitional plans in crisis-affected and challenging situations, footnote 1, in many contexts, the capacity and coordination of sector stakeholders, including the government, donors, and international and local practitioners, to collectively identify and agree on the needs and the best ways forward remain a challenge, resulting in some key elements of this transition period being overlooked. In relation to this transition in Jordan, the key approach of the education sector was initially based on a strategic plan with a humanitarian framework, but is now based on a clearly development-focused plan. The initial plan, the chapter on education in the Jordan Response Plan, JRP, footnote 2, was drafted by the Ministry of Education in collaboration with national and international humanitarian partners. The new plan, the Ministry of Education's National Education Strategic Plan 2018-2022, ESP, footnote 3, was drafted by the Ministry with limited consultation with other actors. The transition from the first to the second plan has been relatively abrupt, and insufficient attention has been paid to what occurs during the period in between the two plans, where we are now. As such, needs that were highlighted in the first plan persist, but the newer plan does not address how to continue to meet these. In addition, there are differences in how the two documents define certain key terms. For example, the target group of the JRP education chapter is identified largely as children, adolescents, and youth. When humanitarian operations started, the rationale was that all children had the potential to be in the formal education system, whether in formal school, vocational training, or higher education. And thus, in effect, all children came under the remit of the Ministry of Education. However, as the crisis has become protracted and national-level education priorities and policies have changed, the rhetoric in response has narrowed from children to schoolchildren, thus clearly including only those who are already inside the Ministry of Education system, which comprises formal, non-formal, higher, and one stream of vocational education. Informal and other forms of vocational training fall outside this system. Vulnerable groups. As a result, it is those children who are outside the system that are most vulnerable. They fall into two categories. Firstly, some children remain outside the system because of reasons such as family poverty, which may result in child labour or early marriage. This group largely comprises adolescents and includes vulnerable Jordanians. The needs of this group used to be a core concern of the education sector, but they no longer receive a similar level of attention. Meanwhile, responsibility for this group has not been clearly transferred to the ESP or to any other sector or line ministry. These adolescents are at risk of falling off the national agenda altogether, unless another government ministry directly assumes responsibility for them. This could potentially be the Ministry of Social Development, although its capacity to cover these additional needs is not clear. This leaves these